Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Paul Sundberg, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Sundberg.
My pleasure, Bruce. It's always good to be with you.
We are hearing news of disturbing developments related to African swine fever in China. What has been happening and what are the concerns?
Well, African swine fever continues to circulate around China. It's still alive and still well in China, and it's still causing problems. They're trying to repopulate their breeding herd as best they can, and some farms are having some success. High biosecurity is the issue there. However, there are some issues with outbreaks that are happening, and some of those, at least, think to be linked to use of vaccines that haven't been proven safe or efficacious. Gene-deleted vaccines that may prevent death and may not, but prevent death for the most part, but they still continue to spread ASF. The pigs continue to shed. They continue to get infected. And that certainly is of concern for China as well as around the world, with the possibility of that type of virus also circulating in other countries.
What is the source of these vaccines? What do they consist of? And what are the implications of their use?
Well, there are a number of different vaccines that are being used or tried. The ones that are the main concern have two genes deleted, and that's the type of vaccine that is causing infections. It's causing pathology. And it is, truthfully, keeping pigs alive. If you can keep pigs alive in China, that's a win. But it also is causing continued circulation, and it's also causing more chronic infections, which is a real issue. So that's one thing about two gene-deleted vaccines. The China lab in Harbin is their equivalent of USDA or CFIA's lab in Winnipeg. And they have a 7-gene deleted vaccine that has undergone a lot of testing, and it really looks promising. So there are different things. That 7-gene deleted vaccine is not yet commercially available, and there are illicit or illegal 2-gene deleted vaccines that are being used. We know it's being used. The government is trying to crack down on their use, but that's what's causing at least some of the problem. There's still wild virus circulating in China, and that's still causing trouble. But this gene-deleted vaccine issue in China is of special concern.
What are the implications for North America, and what needs to be done, what needs to happen to minimize that threat to North America?
Yeah, the one thing that we've done is gone directly to USDA and said, especially when you have a gene deletion in a virus, you want to make sure that your PCRs that you're using to detect virus don't key on those genes that have been deleted. Because if they do, then your PCR is not going to find it. It may be a live virus that's able to be spread, but your PCR is not going to be able to find it if it keys on that gene that has been deleted. And so we went to USDA and we asked them directly about these two gene deletion virus strains that are being used as vaccines. And according to the information that they have, and looking at what they use as PCRs, what the laboratories use, we should be able to still detect that two gene deletion variant of ASF should it get to North America. So I think right now we're still at the same spot. That gene deletion virus is circulating. It sheds. It causes chronic infection, and it sheds. But we are able to detect it in North America, I believe, given the current information that we've got. So that's good news. That's good news. We're still under that epidemiological pressure of ASF, but at least as far as we know right now, we still are at the spot where should some variant like that 2-gene deletion happen, we'll be able to detect it, and hopefully we'll detect it as quickly as we can so it can be contained.
And is there anything you would like to add?
I think this whole issue of ASF vaccination and protection of North America to the vaccine strain, as well as the wild strain, is a good illustration of Canadian and U.S. Collaboration and cooperation. Your CFIA lab in Winnipeg and our USDA lab on Plum Island talk together and work together very closely. And I think that's a good model for collaboration of our scientists working together to do everything they can to give us the best possibility we can of preventing African swine fever getting into North America.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure, Bruce. Thanks for having me.
Our guest has been Dr. Paul Sundberg, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.